Saga Egmont presents Tales of the Suburbs by Justin David, read by Matthew Bidulph. And children who need to be able to count and multiply are learning anti-racist mathematics, whatever that may be. Children who need to be able to express themselves in clear English are being taught political slogans. Children who need to be taught to respect traditional, moral values are being taught that they have an inalienable right to be gay. And children who need encouragement, and children do so much need encouragement. So many children. They are being taught that our society offers them no future. All of those children are being cheated of a sound start in life. Yes. Cheated. Of course, in the country as a whole, there are plenty of excellent teachers and successful schools. And in every good school and every good teacher is a reminder of what too many young people are denied. Speech to Tory Party Conference, 1987. Margaret Thatcher, 1925 to 2013. Unicorn. Flamboyant. There's a word. Jamie's thinking about pop stars when he notices the bright red wool starting to unravel.
I've dropped a stitch, he tells Nan. Don't pull it, love. Give it here, she says.
She fixes it with her usual confidence, just like that. Jamie loves being with Nan. She runs her papery fingers over the length of knitting beginning to form under the last row of stitches.
Clever boy, ain't you, are Jamie?
He can hear her voice, but his eyes are fixed on the scrapbook in his lap, bulging with cuttings, photographs of pop stars he's collected. Jamie takes Nan's ballpoint pen from the arm of the chair and writes the word flamboyant at the bottom of a list he started.
Tension's a bit wobbly, she points out. Nice and neat, though. Try to keep the wool taut when you bring it round the needle.
She finishes the row for him.
There, that row is knit. Next row, purl.
She looks out of the window and nudges him.
Look how dark it is already. Not even 5 o'clock yet.
Gazing into the tangerine twilight beyond the net curtains, Jamie's eyes become unfocused. His head fills with boys in turbans, quiffs and sequins, singers in eye patches, feather boas and hairspray. This world of dry ice and neon and starburst light is only usually glimpsed in between the news and Tomorrow's World on Thursday nights, and he wonders what happens to it when Grandad switches channels. While he likes to float off into his dream world, Nan has her own special way of keeping him in this one.
That cabbage will be done soon.
It's quiet, bar the bubbling pot in the kitchen and the ticking of the clock on the mantelpiece. Jamie puts the knitting down and sips the orange cordial mixed with a bit of whiskey that she allows him every Saturday evening. Just him and Nan having special time. Special time means everything else stops. Television and radio off. Nan and Jamie do something together. Sometimes bake a cake, sometimes crochet. He lets his eyes pass over everything he loves in the room. Nan's Tretyakov, a girl with red lips and a blue face hanging against embossed wallpaper. The cabinet of collected snow globes. 3 carved wooden African figurines. Until his eyes reach Grandad slouched in his armchair. His face is mottled with dark patches of skin, and his eyes are red and wet, making him look both sad and angry at the same time. He used to be different. He used to be distinguished and sort of proud. Always had time to teach Jamie new things. They made a bird scarer for the allotment and spent ages doing giant jigsaws. They loved spending time together. But all that has stopped. Poor Grandad. Next to him is a pile of unread large print library books covered with sticky-backed plastic. There's also a scattering of rags, which he uses to...